everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I was reading on MormonNewsroom.org an article about the church launching a new I'm a Mormon campaign in the United Kingdom and Ireland due to huge interest in The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in those two countries. And it's kind of interesting. The campaign that they're running in the UK is similar to the one that they ran in New York City's Times Square in 2011. Both of these campaigns coincided with the launch of the Book of Mormon musical in each respective city. A quote in the article from church leader Elder Clifford Herbertson says, "When people get to know a member of our faith, misperceptions and misunderstanding quickly disappear and are replaced by mutual respect and friendship. These adverts are in no way a tacit endorsement of the play, but we want those who have questions to know where they can find real answers." So to those of you in the UK who are listening to the program today, watch for the ads on the double-decker buses and in the tube stations, and many more ads will be on the internet in both countries. It's kind of an exciting time for the church, and it's neat to watch how things are unfolding. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about judging others, and I was reading a scripture in Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5, and this is what it says. "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye." I really like that scripture because sometimes we get so focused on the faults of those around us, but what we really should be focusing on is ourselves. There is a hilarious Mormon message that came out a while ago that you can watch about that. It's called Looking Through Windows, and it's a funny story about a lady who thinks that her neighbor's laundry is dirty, and then her husband cleans the windows, and she realizes that it's actually her own windows that are dirty. And there's a quote in there from President Monson, and he says, "Are we making judgments when we don't have all the facts?" And I think that is true often, that sometimes we make quick judgments when we really don't have all the facts. And I wanted to play for you a clip from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and he's in the first presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And this is when he spoke at General Conference in April 2012, and it's a talk entitled, "The Merciful Obtain Mercy," and I'm going to play that for you now.
This topic of judging others could actually be taught in a two-word sermon. When it comes to hating, gossiping, ignoring, ridiculing, holding grudges, or wanting to cause harm, please apply the following. Stop it. It's that simple. We simply have to stop judging others and replace judgmental thoughts and feelings and with a heart full of love for God and His children. God is our Father. We are His children. We are all brothers and sisters. I don't know exactly how to articulate this point of not judging others with sufficient eloquence, passion, and persuasion to make it stick. I can quote scripture, I can try to expound doctrine, and I will even quote a bumper sticker I recently saw. It was attached to the back of a car whose driver appeared to be a little rough around the edges. But the words on the sticker taught an insightful lesson. It read, "Don't judge me because I sin differently than you." We must recognize that we are all imperfect, that we are beggars before God. Haven't we all, at one time or another, meekly approached the mercy seat and pleaded for grace? Haven't we wished with all the energy of our souls for mercy, to be forgiven for the mistakes we have made? and the sins we have committed. Because we all depend on the mercy of God, how can we deny to others any measure of the grace we so desperately desire for ourselves? My beloved brothers and sisters, should we not forgive as we wish to be forgiven?
A little bit later in that same talk, President Uchtdorf gives us a list of questions we can ask ourselves as a self-test, and I'm going to play those for you in his words right now.
My dear brothers and sisters, consider the following questions as a self-test. Do you harbor grudge against someone else? Do you gossip, even when what you say may be true? Do you exclude, push away, or punish others because of something they have done? Do you secretly envy another? Do you wish to cause harm to someone? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may want to apply the two-word sermon from earlier. Stop it. In a world of accusations and unfriendliness, it is easy to gather and cast stones. But before we do so, let us remember the words of the one who is our master and model. He that is without sin among you, let him cast first a stone. Brothers and sisters, let us put down our stones. Let us be kind. Let us forgive. Let us talk peacefully with each other. Let us, the love of God, fill our hearts. Let us do good unto all men.
I thought that was a really great reminder of being kind to those around us. And if we're doing that list that he says of hating, gossiping, ignoring, ridiculing, holding grudges, or wanting to cause harm, to just apply the following advice from him, which is just stop it. I think that's a good reminder for all of us. So I sent out a request for stories of someone making a snap judgment of someone, and I received one that I actually want to share today. This is from Caroline, and this is what she says. During my sophomore year in high school, I was taking a history class. The teacher had arranged our desk so we would sit in groups of three. I was pretty shy at this point in my life, and so I didn't talk to the other two girls around me a lot. This didn't mean I didn't form opinions about them. One of the girls, in particular, seemed to be especially stuck up. Stuck up, just for our international listeners, that just means conceited or arrogant. So she says, she seemed to be especially stuck up to me. I had made up my mind that I didn't really like her very much. The following year, my junior year, I had made some new friends who encouraged me to join our ski team. I did so, and we formed a carpool. To my shock, the stuck-up girl from my sophomore history class was also in this carpool. For our first day of practice on the mountain, we met up as a carpool and headed up to practice. I ended up sitting by the stuck-up girl, and we started talking. To my astonishment, we hit it off and soon became best friends. To this day, 16 years later, she is still my best friend from high school. We still talk and laugh about this experience, she says. While I was thinking she was stuck up, she thought I was a mute that never talked. Good thing both of our initial and harsh judgments were incorrect. Caroline, thank you for sharing this story with us. You just never know. Someone you initially judged could turn out to be your best friend. That's good advice for all of us on this Tuesday. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, please feel free to email me directly, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. And it's kind of funny. Everybody seems to be surprised that I really answer those emails, but I really answer those emails myself. So it really does come straight to me. You can also feel free to post on our Facebook wall or send us a Facebook message as well, and those will come to me as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I'd like to leave you with today is Letting Go, and that features Paul Cardall. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a great day.